So what the heck ever happened to Hitler's relatives? What happened to Hitler's relatives? He had to have some. Where'd they all go? Tough to find someone claiming to be a grandson or a nephew of Adolf. Used to be tough. Not anymore. William Patrick Hitler, nephew of Adolf. That's right. Adolf's brother's kid came to Long Island after World War II. Big documentary. Big documentary coming out this weekend on this guy. Willie Hitler. Came to Long Island after World War II, settled down to a quiet life where, you guessed it, he changed that pesky moniker to something less threatening. Turns out living as Willie Hitler made it tough to find employment here in the States in the late 1940s. He chucked Hitler, came up with some other last name, maybe Gunderson. The guy who's doing the documentary told the family he would not reveal the last name they chose. So a book that's out this week and a documentary will talk about Hitler's relatives but won't reveal what they now call themselves. It's no longer Willie Hitler, though. But he's always going to be Willie Hitler to me. Anyway, he has actually died. His widow, Mrs. Hitler, is still living in Long Island. And she recently agreed to talk for the first time. Willie Hitler and his wife, Mrs. Hitler, had four sons. Those would be the Hitler boys. The oldest of whom's name, and this is shocking to me, is Adolf. So in 2006, we actually have on the planet a living, breathing Adolf Hitler. And he's a social worker. Adolf Hitler, social worker. Now, this nephew of Adolf claimed he hated his uncle. Well, he named one of the boys after him. And listen to this. In the most startling revelation to come out of this family saga, and by the way, there's an opportunity to learn more about this documentary online. It's coming out, for starters, in London, then making its way this way. It's a British documentary. The book is, at the end of this week, going to be available in America. Anyway, the amazing revelation. The Hitler boys have let it be known that they have made a pact amongst themselves. No joke here. Agreeing to never father children so that the Hitler gene will die with them. That's extraordinary. Four boys who've changed their last name. Well, their pa changed their last name for them. Four boys, grandnephews of Hitler, all agreeing never to father children so as to end the Hitler bloodline here and now. That's freaking heroic. That is absolutely heroic. I'm not sure that it's necessary, but it is heroic. Oh, one of the four boys died in a car accident in 89, so we're down to the three Hitler boys. The remaining three are indeed still unmarried, without children, at 52, 50, and 36. The oldest is a social worker, that's Adolf Gunderson, or whatever his new name is. The two younger ones are running a gardening store. It is not called Hitler's Greenhouse, although that would be a hoot.
What'd you buy at Hitler's greenhouse today?
What else, honey? More manure. It's all they sell. So there you are, folks, the extraordinary story of the American Hitlers coming out in a documentary entitled Hitler's Living Relatives, coming out this weekend. Why is there a flashing light?
That's the light telling us to change our tower, but it's just a false alarm right now.
False alarm?
Yep.
Because it looks not unlike the light that goes on when we're off the air.
Very similar.
And when that light's on, I always think, why am I talking? All right. The story of the American Hitlers out this weekend. And a new book just out by David Gardner called Last of the Hitlers. Boy, why those last three Hitler boys didn't form a band is beyond me. I'd have gone to see them. The three Hitlers? Howard Stern would have had them on his show. I'd have paid just to be able to be the guy introducing them. Ladies and gentlemen from Long Island, New York, here they are, the three Hitlers. All right, let's hear it for them. Hey, nobody showed tonight. That's too bad. Don't let that stop you, boys. Our great uncle was a famous dude. At the risk of being rude, we'd like to reveal our name to you. We're the Hitler brothers. How do you do, the Hitler brothers? There aren't any others, Hitler brothers. Please forgive our mothers, Hitler brothers. We left the fatherland because we wanted to make it as a wedding band, the Hitler brothers. No, that's not what they did. One went into social work, and the other two boys opened up a gardening store. I might have to fly to London this weekend just to see this. It's this fellow who finally got these people to speak up, spent years earning their trust, has agreed not to reveal where they live in Long Island, where they live in Long Island, or their new last name, which is Gunderson, I think.